This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee Summit, Missouri. You are listening to Diligent Teacher with my mom, Lisa Earle.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for joining me for the Diligent Teacher podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Earle. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. The foundation of Christianity has always been love. Our Father's love for us. Jesus' love for us, the love of the first century Christians we see written about in the pages of our Bibles, and our love for each other. We cannot be a Christian without love for everyone. And why? Why are we to love others? Because we are loved by God, and we want to pattern our lives after Him. Verse 16 of the passage I just read says that God laid down His life for us, and we, in turn, ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We are to spend our lives doing good to others. Our lives are not our own. They are meant to be used in service to God, and through that service, to man. Verse 17 continues the thought by reminding us that if we see a brother in need and ignore it, the love of God is not in us. Do we want to have the love of God in us? Do we want to show the world God's love through our own actions? We have to act. When we see someone in need, we should fulfill that need. Verse 18 is the crux of the matter. John tells us that we should not love in word only, but in deed. It is not enough just to think about helping others. It is not enough to talk about helping others. It is not enough to have good intentions. We need to follow all of those up with action. We need to help those who we see in need. It reminds me of James chapter 1 and verse 22, when James tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Action shows others that we are Christians. Thoughts do not. Verse 17 uses the word compassion in the KJV. Compassion is defined as a sympathetic consciousness of others' distress, together with a desire to alleviate it. Isn't that exactly what God has toward us? God created a plan for our salvation, because he has compassion towards us. He saw our distress, and he wants to alleviate it. God shows his love for us every day through our bountiful blessings, his mercy, and his grace. We are recipients of the greatest love there is. Are we willing to pass that love on to others? Are we willing to have the compassion necessary for us to help others get to heaven? And that is what it all boils down to. We should love others enough to help them know the Word of God. We should love others enough to talk to them about Jesus and about what He did for us. We should love others enough to know the need for God's Word in their lives. And we should love others enough that we are willing to move past our own comfort, fear, aversions, and all those other emotions in order to tell the story of the gospel. So do we have that kind of love? Let us all strive to have that same type of love that the Father has so richly blessed us with. Thank you for joining me in this study, and until next time, teach them diligently.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.